Okay, so IMEA, or IMEC, Illinois Music Educator Conference instead of Association, day two, which was Friday. On Friday, I went to a lot of sessions. I started out in the tech room and listened to Carol Bros. She's one of my buddies. She did a session on developing a PLN and connecting with others in the music community. I can't really say I learned anything new because she's my buddy, so everything she knows, I know, basically. So, but it was nice to see other people learning. She talked about connecting on Twitter and that kind of thing and how important it is to develop a network for yourself that is other music teachers, because often in our buildings, we are the only music teacher, and that can lead you to feel like you're on an island and not connected, and it can be frustrating and a little lonely. So that was a handy session to listen to. At the end of the day, I went to one on using Masterworks in your elementary general curriculum. It was interesting. I learned a really cute dance to do with a minuet. And I think I will be using that one in my classes. I'm not sure they covered, you know, using Peter and the Wolf and a couple other things like that. I have used Peter and the Wolf. Carol and I were talking about this after the fact. I used to use Peter and the Wolf almost exclusively to teach the instrument families, but that was before I got my smart board. Once my smart board showed up, I started finding more and more internet stuff to use to do the instruments and stumbled across a website from Carnegie Hall that has a section of the website called Listening Adventures. And it's a game that you have to play, and you learn about the different instruments in the orchestra as you play the game. It is really well done. I have used that website to teach the instrument families ever since I found it and I got my smart board. So I don't do the thing where I pull out the pictures of the instruments and all of that anymore, just to teach the instrument families. So I haven't used Peter and the Wolf in quite a while. I also used to teach Carnival of the Animals for similar purposes, and I haven't used that in a while either. So I'm not sure if those resources would be useful to me. However, the one of the presenters in that session, Sarah, came to my presentation, and it was really nice to see her present. I always liked, you know, see how other people work things in their classroom. Oh, I did find one thing that I think I am going to implement in my room in that presentation, beside the dance. They have a board up in their room with the standards on the board, like a bulletin board, and every day or every 2 days, depending, like if it takes, for instance, it takes me 2 days to get through all of my day one sections, and then so like Monday, Tuesday, I'm doing day one music classes because there's that many sections of K through three, and then day two happens on Wednesday, Thursday for me. So what they do is they have this bulletin board up. It's got all the standards on it, and they had each of the classes has a star to put under each one of the standards, like each one of the grade levels, and if that standard is going to be covered in the, you know, that day's music class, then they put that grade level star up there. So for instance, you could walk into her room and see, you know, that the listening standard was going to be covered by second and third today, but not maybe kindergarten, because maybe they were doing singing instead. So I thought that was a really interesting idea. I think it'll be good for the kids in some respects, but I think it'd be even better for me and parents and administrators to walk in my room so that they can see that things are connected. So that I think we will definitely be using. I'm looking forward to putting that up on my board somewhere. I only have one bulletin board, so that'll be good use for it. Trying to think what else I did on Friday, because I know I went to another session or two. Well, I'll have to look into that and see what I can find out. In any case, join me back here for the next podcast on how day three went. I'll talk to you later.